We had a great VBS this week, and it was a lot of fun. I hope you all saw all those smiles on the children's faces. And 13 salvations is not bad out of 38 kids. That's awesome. And I wanted to echo some things, but before I did, I wanted to go to the Lord in prayer. And I promise to be done before noon. We'll beat the Methodists to lunch, I promise. And we'll go to the Lord in prayer, and then I'll say just a few things, a few remarks, and then we'll go eat. Gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this day. And God, we just thank you so much for getting to enjoy all the fruits of the labor that went into this last week of sharing the gospel with not only the kids, but also through the kids into their parents, into the homes, into this community. God, we just thank you so much for all the help that we had this week. And God, as we share some scripture with the church today, Holy Spirit, would you just take over and help me to step out of the way and just let the word speak. We just thank you so much for all the many blessings you've given to each and every single one of us, each and every single day. Thank you for this time, and we want to give it back to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I wanted to personally thank all of the volunteers that helped put on this year's Vacation Bible School. Would you give all the volunteers a hand? I got to tell you, without all of you this past week, this VBS would not have happened. I wanted to thank all the kids for being here. Without all of you, Vacation Bible School would not have happened. Give the round of applause for the kids. And I also wanted to thank all the parents, the grandparents, and the legal guardians for allowing the children to come and hear what it means to be keepers of the kingdom. Would you give the parents and legal all a round of applause? About, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, I stood up on this very stage and I said, I'm being led in the Spirit to do a Vacation Bible School this year. And I had some deer in the headlight look. You know, like, what is Pastor wanting to do a Vacation Bible School? We haven't done one in years. How are we going to pull this off? And I said, folks, we have to walk by faith and not by sight. And I believe we walked by faith this week, and 13 salvations is really what happened this week. We walked by faith, and not only did we get some help within our church, but we had some people come from Faith Alliance Church and help us with our Vacation Bible School this year. Would you give those guys a round of applause too? They're not here, but I have to tell you, we had a lot of fun with the kids this past week. And as you all saw in the slideshow. However, today I have a message for the adults as well. I wanted to briefly share with you a message that could also allow you to become a keeper of the kingdom. Number one, God loves us. We are to know God. Jeremiah 9:24 says, "But let him who boasts, boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness, and in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord." Because of God's patience, his steadfast love for us, he didn't just wipe us out. He could have. He could have wiped out all humanity after Adam and Eve sinned and said, that's it. I'm not making humankind continue to prosper. But he said, I love my humans. I created them in my image. So we understand, number two, this is how God loved us. 1 John 3:16. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. So that's flag number four. Jesus laid down his life for us so that we could have salvation in Christ. So that we can have eternal life in the kingdom of God. You see, the kids learned all week about two kingdoms. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of the devil. Right? And we kept asking them over and over and over, which kingdom do you want to be a part of? Do you want to be part of God's kingdom, or do you want to be part of the kingdom of the devil? And this is how you get into God's kingdom, right? The armor of God, right? And the whole point of that was, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's when you get to put on the armor of God. And that was really brought out in the play all week, that Alfred wanted to be a knight of the square table. And he wanted to be a knight so bad, but he had to prove himself, right? He had to prove himself. He had to accept Jesus, and that was one of the steps, right? And so he really understood that God loved him, according to 1 John 3:16. And because God loved us and he died for us, we should love others. 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. Folks, I think it's the most loving thing for somebody to go and tell somebody about the gospel, the good news, the gospel of peace. The shoes that we put on is the gospel of peace, which the gospel is who, kids? Who? Jesus, right? So we go and we share the gospel of peace into all the world. If you guys see the flags, all these represent different countries of all over the world. And we believe in the alliance that we are to send the missionaries and the good news into all the world until every single nation has heard the good news. And we started right here in Greenville, Ohio. So they're sharing the love that they learned this week. And then God loves us. Romans 5:8 says this, but God shows his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I cannot reiterate that enough. Christ had to die on the cross for us. If you see behind me, there's a wooden cross. And that was a horrible, horrible death. It was the most vile way a person could die. It was painful. It was long and suffering. I mean, it took him over 6 hours to pass away on the cross by asphyxiation. He was literally going without breath. Every time he would take a breath, he would have to lift his weary body to take a breath. And we know that Jesus was beat so badly that his bones were showing, right, in the back. They whipped him so bad. But he took that punishment for us because God loved us. He sent his son to die for us. And we know that we can accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And he did that willingly. You know, he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, Lord, please let this cup pass from me. But if it's not my will, but your will be done. And he went to the cross. He went to the cross to save us from our sins. My fifth point. I want you guys to understand that you are part of this whole world. You, all of you, are part of this whole world. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. You see, when Jesus died, he didn't just die for the Israelites. He died for the Gentiles, the Romans, right? The Medes, the Persians. He died for the whole world. And we know that he was rejected by the Israelites. He was rejected by his own kind. And I hope that today, as you are hearing this scripture, that something is tugging at your heart, and you'll accept Jesus, and you will not reject him today. So I wanted to finish up with Ephesians 6 and read you about the armor of God. And this is how you receive, after you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is what you get to put on. So Ephesians 6 verse 10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of all evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, that having done all to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, which you can use to extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. And that's what the Apostle Paul wrote about the armor of God. And he had the armor of God on. He put his faith in Jesus Christ, and he went from killing Christians to making Christians, helping people come to know Christ. He was a wonderful missionary, and he wrote a lot of the New Testament for us. The armor of God. And the kids really, I think, learned a whole lot this week about the armor of God. And they had friends. You know, the animal, Winnie the warhorse had friends to help present the gospel message. Parents, legal guardians, adults, this is not trivial. This is not just for children. It's for all of us. Every single one of us have the opportunity to come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And then when we become a keeper of the kingdom, then we start sharing the gospel of peace with those around us. I know that the kids went home and they were sharing the gospel with their parents unknowingly, because they were teaching them, they were telling them what they were learning all week. Would you want to be part of God's world? Our denomination believes in a fourfold gospel. The Christian Missionary Alliance believes this message about what I just spoke of, and it breaks it down like this. Jesus is our Savior. You can find this in Acts 4:12. He's our sanctifier. You can look that up in 1 Corinthians 1:30. He's our healer, James 5:15. And we know that he's coming back as king, and that's Revelation 22:12. Would you receive the Lord Jesus today as your personal Lord and Savior? Do not walk out these doors and take a risk and risk your, you know, dying and not knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We are not promised tomorrow. We're not promised the next second. I cannot tell you how many times I turn on the news and hear about somebody who got in a car accident on 49. My wife always makes me tell her when I get to church and when I leave church, because she knows I travel up and down 49, because she's nervous about the drivers on 49. But you know what's even worse? There's people over in third world countries who are dying because they're preaching the gospel. They're preaching into all the world, trying to reach people for the good news. They're trying to help people put on the armor of God. Last night, I got to meet somebody who is from China, and we love Chinese food. It kind of shows that I like food. So we go to this Chinese restaurant called Happy Walk, and they have a cross hanging in their restaurant. And I got to ask this guy, I said, "Are you guys Christians here?" He said, "Yes, I believe in Jesus." He said, "I got saved at Wright State a couple years ago." And the owner, she said, "I've been a believer in Jesus for over 30 years. And she said, "I had a teacher tell me about Jesus over in China." Jesus is all over the world. It's not just in Greenville, Ohio. It's not just in this VBS. But it's also in Huber Heights, Ohio. It's also in New Bremen, Mason. It's he's in Indiana, Pennsylvania, all over the United States, South America, Africa, Asia. Jesus is everywhere. We just have to accept him. I hope that you do. I hope that you have heard this gospel message and it really makes you think that God really does love us so much that he sent his son to die for us, you know, and that he rose again on the third day. And all we have to do is receive salvation. It's a free gift. You don't have to pay it for it. You can't pay it. You can't earn it. You can't do anything except receive it. It's a free gift. All right? And God loved us so much that he made it that easy. He made it that easy. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And if anybody has questions or concerns or comments, find myself. I've got two elders, Brother John. Any of us would be more than happy to help lead somebody into knowing Jesus today. And then I think I'll go ahead and bless the food now, and then we can head over into the fellowship hall. Is everybody okay with that? No? Okay, we're not hungry. Okay. All right. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, you are just so awesome. And God, we know that you loved us so much that you sent your son to die for us on the cross. And Lord, we know that Jesus is coming back soon. Soon is, we don't know when, but we know that he's coming back. And Lord, as we are pushing the gospel, as we are presenting the gospel, as we are presenting the good news, not just in Greenville, but all over the world, Lord, that people would see the fruits of their labor, that people would come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior so that they could just receive that gift of salvation. Lord, I just pray that as we share the message today, just a brief message, and open up Scripture, Lord, that it would really make people think. Let them meditate on these words, God. Grow the seeds. Holy Spirit, just water the seeds. And Lord, as we go into the fellowship hall to have a meal together, breaking bread together, celebrating all of the work of this past week, would you just bless and nourish the food to our bodies? Would you let the conversations bring honor and glory to you? God, we just thank you so much for all of the kids that came this week, all the workers and all the parents and guardians that allowed their kids to come and hear about putting on the armor of God. Lord, we just thank you so much for everything. We don't deserve anything but hell, and yet you said, I love you this much, I'm going to send my son to die. And that is the gospel message. And then he rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your sacrifice of giving up your whole life so that we could have eternal life with you. We pray for the lost souls that they would be able to come and know you as their Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right. Any final instructions from any of the ladies or anybody? Do we just head on over?